shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our Friday night now into Saturday morning show here on the West Coast till 1, on the East Coast till 4 a.m. Let me turn the fan off here. I don't know what, you know, even though here at the El Pacifico right now, I think we have, what'd you see, bud?
Yeah, I was looking at the temperature right now, probably about 43.
So it's 43 degrees, and it's a cold night in America, at least on the West Coast here, because my guys in Medford tonight, up in Oregon, 23 degrees where they are, 23. There's going to be showers in Southern Oregon tonight or tomorrow, I think. But here in Southern California, it's in the 40s. So we're definitely in the winter mix, man. There's no question about that. And the only question, I think, now is what kind of a winter is it going to be back east? Because I remember I was in New York. And it was in, when was I in New York, you guys?
You were about like in March.
I was in New York in March, yeah. Was it? Yeah, it was last March. And so, so I was in New York in March. I can't remember now where the hell I was last spring. But I was in New York because I remember getting in a cab and going to the airport. And I was talking to the cab driver and I said, this weather is insane, and it had been 1 week after they had that huge snowstorm, if you remember that.
Yeah, they had a bunch of snow that fell in New York. They set a record.
Set a record, you're right. It did set a record of some kind in New York, and they'd had an enormous amount of snow, one of the biggest snowfalls they'd had in New York City in years. And I remembered snow falling in New York like that from years ago, as a kid and a little bit later than that. And it was only within the last 20 years or so, maybe 30 years, that the snow, the winters in New York were not quite as white. They were not quite as snow-laden as that. Now they are getting these snowfalls again, perhaps, in New York. So you ask yourself the question, what exactly is weird about that? When you've had snow, and now, then there was none, and now it's back, I'm sure people can point to all kinds of graphs and charts and say, well, that's wrong, and that's here. But I think that snowfall is like, I don't know, not snowfall, but weather is something you have to track over the course of a century almost before you can really get a handle, you know, on what's going on. Someone said that there was an article, I say someone said, because I was reading an article on global warming, and it was pointed out in that article that as early as the 20s, newspapers were reporting, at least one newspaper in New York was reporting, on the melting ice of the polar cap. This was in the 1920s. All right, that's kind of interesting. Did anybody take any real note of that? Was there any serious consideration of that? The answer to that, of course, is no. Today, we have melting polar ice. I don't know if it's melting at any greater rate, but it has been melting from before World War II. I'm not going to question the global warming thing. I'm willing to believe, and I was on the fence about all that bull crap for a long time, man, but I'm willing to believe that it exists. I'm willing to believe that mankind has contributed to it. It stands to reason. I'm disappointed that there wasn't any real clear debate about it so that people could, and there wasn't, and I don't give a crap what anybody says, and you may be a global warming advocate, you cannot say to me with a straight face that this was science that was presented to the American people and that it was put under the empirical test before the American people. And what do I mean by that? A debate, discussion. All I heard was, oh, nope, it's happening right now. We got to get going here. Well, how about, can we have a, no. The science is settled. It's just done. Every major scientific, all right. So we, the people, the American, the people of the world, let's say, all we want to do is have someone say, oh, you know, we want to just ask some questions of our own. Have a debate. Have some kind of a discussion, you know.
Well, what people are going to understand if people are so stupid anyway?
What do you mean people are stupid? What's that mean?
Well, they're not going to understand the science of it.
I'm doing it. She's saying, like, you're going to talk about global warming. How many people are going to get what you're talking about?
Well, I don't. What do you mean? How many people are going to get? I mean, if you lay it out there and say, "Here's why we think there's global warming," and then someone says, "Oh, really? Well, here's why we don't think," you know.
Oh, you're talking about like have a regular debate.
Well, what kind of a debate did you think I was talking about, bud?
I don't know. Like, you know, have a magazine article or have a guy go on a Tonight Show. You know,
have a guy go on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, you know what Jay Leno was saying, or you could go on Conan.
Oh, come on. Will you guys get serious for a minute?
What?
What do you mean, what? I want to find out about global warming, have a serious discussion of it, find out, you know, I'm advocating on behalf of the American people, the rank and file, just all of us unwashed masses out here. There's all kinds of heavy-ass scientists, all kinds of brain surgeons, four-eyed geeks, all these real eggheads, and they're talking about all this stuff, and, you know, they're just telling us, trust me on this, baby. You know, we got to do this, that, and something else. Okay, fine. You know, whatever. I mean, we're just, you know, we're just the grunts out here, man, paying for all this crap. Would you mind maybe explaining it?
Yeah, so I'm saying you don't like on call. What about that one guy?
Yeah, Craig Ferguson?
What are you guys talking about going on Craig Ferguson and Conan to debate global warming?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, but, Bud, I'm not talking about, if I'm talking about a debate, I ain't talking about Conan O'Brien's show. I'm talking about something like, for instance, what we're having with the candidates, you know.
Yeah, but then you got to have like the lady, what do you call
the Lady Voter Association? They got to do it.
The Lady Voter Association,
or no?
No, the Women Voter,
the League of Women Voters.
Yeah,
you don't have to have the League of the Lady Voter Association. You don't have to have the League of Women Voters. You can have anybody sponsor it.
Well, who's going to do it?
You could have anybody do it, man.
I don't know, man. If you had a choice, you're going to see the lady voters, not the lady voter, but the League of the Lady or something. And,
not the League of the Lady, the League of, Jesus.
The League of Lady Voter.
The League of Women Voters.
All right, you're going to have that, or you have a chance to go see X Factor or something like that. What are you going to want?
I know I'll watch X Factor. There's no question about it.
Oh, well, you know what, bud? Then that just shows me what kind of a guy you are. You know?
What's that mean?
It's exactly what I said. You want to go and watch X Factor? You go right ahead and watch X Factor. You too, Robert, that's fine. It just tells me all I need to know about you two guys. That you don't care about the important issues. You want to watch X Factor.
What if they're having a vote?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. That's really important, man.
Well, I mean, I want to care about all the important stuff and everything, but that seemed to me like too much. I can't understand it.
People got to be able to understand a lot of stuff that they say.
If you guys applied yourselves to this entire topic and acted as responsible citizens and read up on it and asked questions about it, I'm not saying that you have to be some nut calling every talk show in America, blowing off a lot of steam and sounding like a jackass. I'm saying just get educated. It ain't going to be that hard. Guys are saying the temperatures are going up. It's caused by man. Really? Well, how critical is it? What the hell's going to happen? I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio did that movie. What was that thing called? The 11th Hour? That panic mongering. I mean, that was nuts.
Yeah, he's talking about they're almost like Godzilla or something.
Yeah.
Godzilla. Well, whatever.
If you think about it, because I was telling a guy I was online and he's in Japan, you know, and I said, you know, I think it was wrong that
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried made that joke, you know.
About Godzilla.
Yeah. But then he said, yeah, but you know what? Godzilla is like a global warming effect.
Yeah, if you had that.
Yeah.
Godzilla's a global warming effect. How? You mean the giant lizard?
Yeah.
How?
Just because of the environment, or however you say environment.
The environment, you know, the Godzilla got king size, or whatever you want to say.
Well, dude, I mean, first of all, let's be, you know Godzilla doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about that for? That's asinine.
Well, but why do you think it happened?
What happened?
Godzilla.
It didn't happen because he ain't... In the movie, I think they said it was radiation. See, the Japanese, you got to understand something, they had two A-bombs dropped on them. That's bound to change your thinking about things, okay?
What do you mean?
Just, bud, listen to me. The Japanese had two atomic bombs dropped on their ass at the end of World War II. It was devastating. Can you imagine what that does to a society the only society in the history of the world, the Japanese society, that's had two atomic bombs dropped on them. Now, these are people that were profoundly affected by that in terms of health and injury and rebuilding their country. And let's be honest, they had to look inside themselves and look at what they've been doing for the last, you know, several hundred years. Just exactly what kind of a country are we anyway? Why are we doing the things we're doing? So don't worry about it. There was plenty of that. So this influenced them. That's why during the 50s, man, every kind of science fiction movie that you could imagine having to do with giant monsters, and I'm telling you, some weird ones.
They have like a flying moth or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. The Japanese were so... The atomic bomb, they had a flying moth. They had a turtle with retro rockets and fangs.
What?
They had a turtle that had rockets for legs and fangs.
What was that?
Gamera.
What was Monster X?
Monster X? I don't even remember. I know they had a Monster X. They had Monster Island. I mean, Japan... The national nightmare was, that's what those movies represent. It was like a national nightmare of Japan that when the Japanese people went to sleep at night, you could imagine if there was one nightmare they all had together, it was of these giant monsters. Like, remember, you guys don't remember, one of the funniest ones I ever saw was Godzilla and King Kong duking it out on Monster Island.
Yeah, you're making that up.
I'm not making it up. Godzilla and King Kong were doing karate moves on each other.
Oh, get out of here, man.
I'm telling you the truth. So, yeah. And now Japanese anime. And I'm telling you, when I was a kid and I saw Astro Boy for the first time, I was like freaked. I said, what is this crap? I'm like a little kid. I'm 10. What cartoon is not going to hold the attention? Every time I saw Astro Boy, though, it sucked. I hated it. I just like, get out of here with this crap. And my sister was all, I'm the Astro Boy's bitchin'. No. I didn't know where it was from. I didn't know that it was Japanese. All I knew was that the kid looked weird. The whole town looked weird. Everything about it was weird. And I didn't want to know anything about it, you know. And that was it.
They would have had King Kong or something.
If they would have put King Kong in that, kicking Astro Boy's ass, I would have been happy. All right, we're going to take a break. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. So I'm very happy that we solved that, whatever that was. I don't even know what the hell we just talked about. Global warming, Astro Boy, Monster Island. Wow. Couple of things we got to talk about. Death penalty for that second man in the Connecticut triple murder case. This scum is going down for the count. I'm very happy to hear it. I say we, you know, celebrate. And a video revives the mystery of a missing former FBI agent. All of this ahead here in our News and Information Hour, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth
Monster
is our
Island.
Bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Right. Live from Monster Island.
Famous Phil Henry.
I cannot be safe.
Okay, well, that's great, man. Why don't you go tell him that then? Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876 Phil. Go ahead, Robert. Tell everybody what you were just saying to me.
What I said was, if it hadn't been for the A bomb, we would not have no anime and a lot of cool stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, do you want to go tell the Japanese that? Hey, you know, guy.
Well, I mean, I ain't going to go say to Japanese, but tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean, if life is influenced by a lot. If it hadn't been for the A-bomb, you go tell the Japanese, see how they react to that, because frankly, those would be the people you got to talk to. You got to say, you know, if it hadn't been for the A-bomb, we wouldn't have Japanese anime. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know. Most people say, how do you know? And I'm sure that that's true. I mean, there's a lot of things went into the influence of Japanese culture. But I think almost to a person, they would all say the same thing. That's great. We'll go ahead and forfeit the A-bomb experience if you don't mind. And maybe we'll come to anime a different way.
Do you think they'd have Japanese anime if they have not dropped no A-bomb?
I don't know, man. I doubt it. Japan would have evolved in a different way. They were a beaten country anyway. The war would have gone on for another 4 years, and there would have been, oh, I don't know, probably a million more casualties. But, you know, we would have won the war, and Japan would have been defeated. And But would they have had Godzilla? Probably not.
See, then we never would have had no Godzilla. I'm not saying it's good that the A-bomb got dropped, but you got to say that they would have not have had it.
Great, man. So what am I supposed to say? We would have been deprived of the Godzilla experience if we hadn't, you know...
You're always making everything sound stupid. I'm not trying to make it stupid. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all I'm saying is there'd be no Godzilla.
Okay, there's no Godzilla. God. Are you guys thinking that's some kind of a bad thing?
Well, I mean, look at everybody that's seen it and everything, and people like it.
Cool, man. So suppose, look, if Godzilla had never existed, people would not know what they're missing, man. They wouldn't know what they're missing.
What?
Oh, yeah, right, bud. Like, that's really hard to understand. You know, if there wasn't any A-bomb, there wouldn't be any Godzilla, and people wouldn't know what the hell they were missing, okay? Do you understand?
No, because if there wouldn't no A-bomb, there'd be no Godzilla, and there would have been a different way that things went and everything.
Yeah, so maybe there's no Godzilla, but we wouldn't have half the stuff we got now.
We wouldn't have half the stuff we got now because there was no Godzilla.
Don't talk like we're stupid.
No, I think I will talk like you're stupid. What the hell, man? And will you get this crap off of the TV? What the hell is that?
Mandingo?
Mandingo. God, it's bugging me, man. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. It ain't Mandingo, it's some other crap. Anyway, welcome back, folks. Sorry, I get this argument with these jackasses about Godzilla. What is that, some kind of a cultural deprivation that we can't survive? Death penalty for second man in Connecticut triple murder case. Now, this is good news. This is good news. I don't care what anybody says. If you remember this outrageous crime, this was these were two scumbag escaped criminals, you see. Now, what do we do with criminals? We stick them in a cage where they belong. You have done thus and so. You have proven that you're not fit to live with human beings. Now we're going to throw you in a cage. Does that dehumanize you? Well, I'm so sorry. But you shouldn't have done what you did, whatever it might have been. Now, some of these crimes that these guys commit, they get to get out of prison after a certain number of years, maybe even after a certain number of months. This guy, Blagojevich... How long do you think that guy's going to be in?
Probably about half the time.
Probably about half the time. He's got 14 years with good behavior. His ass is out. He's done. He's finished. Boom, boom, boom. He writes a book. He goes on the whatever the hell show it is that they'll have in 7 years. He'll be fine. And he'll talk about how he got screwed. And he'll talk about how we got to change the system. And he'll talk about his daughters being deprived of his love. And, you know, it's not a bad country, man. You can serve 7 years in the joint and come out and be smelling like a rose like that guy. But if you're a murderer or you're a armed robber or, you know, things get worse depending upon the crime. Now, these two scumbags, one of them by the name of Joshua Komisarjevsky. Joshua Komisarjevsky. And this other guy, what was his other friend who also was convicted and was sentenced to death, Stephen J. Hayes. The second guy was convicted and sentenced to death, even though he put on a very aggressive penalty phase. His attorneys mounted a very, very aggressive defense so that he would not get the death penalty. Now, I don't know. I understand that there's all kinds of horror in this world and that people are put through all kinds of things as they grow up. But we know enough about human behavior that some people are put through horror as they grow up, and they are good citizens. Some are bad citizens. Some are in-between citizens. Some are murderers. Some are not. Some are bank robbers. Some are not. Some raise their children. Some abuse their children. You know, this is life. And we do what we can to learn more about it so that we can keep these things from happening. But until then... Now, this guy gets busted out with this other scumbag. They find this family in Connecticut in 2007. All of the women, three, the mother and two daughters, are raped. One of the girls, an 11-year-old, is raped by this piece of garbage who takes a picture of it with his cell phone while the girl is tied to a bed. And then, after this outrage is committed, and the father, Dr. Pettit himself, was tied up and beaten... Then they went on and raped the women in the house, and then they set fire to the house, all three women dead. Now, I don't know about you. I've never been anti-death penalty, but I'm willing to discuss it, certainly. But when it comes to this, there's no discussion. There's no discussion, you know.
You don't think they can get out on good behavior?
I had to smack you just for saying that. You know that?
What?
What do you mean good behavior?
Well, I mean, you know, if they get habitated or something?
If they get rehabilitated.
They ain't gonna get rehabilitated. These guys are gonna die, man, in the death house, and I can't wait for it to happen. We'll have a death house-a-thon, and I'll barbecue.
What?
I don't know. What do you like?
Bratwurst?
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. It is our news and information hour, and that means that I am joined by Robert and by Bud. As we take a look at some of the things that have been going on. It's the end of the week here, and it's a Saturday, so we're going to take a couple of nights off, although I am back on tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time on our videocast at philhendryshow.com. We do our local show that we do videocast on Phil TV and HD, so go ahead and check it out. Also on Sunday, we will have the return of Football Sunday with Phil. And that means that it's either the 1 o'clock game or the late game. And by 1 o'clock, I mean the 4 o'clock game Eastern time, the second game, or the Sunday night game. We haven't decided yet. It might be the Sunday night game because of the hours that we're working here, man. You know, it's a late night show. And even getting up early enough to cover the 1 o'clock game, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
I mean, that's really early, believe it or not. You know, when you're our Saturday night show, the video cast ends at 10. But you're on a body clock, man, that's all the way till, you know, you're still on the same body clock that you're on during the week. So I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not even dragging my ass out of bed till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just the life of a nighttime DJ, as they say. All right. L.A. police today, this is goofy. A gunman walked down the middle of a street in the heart of Hollywood on Friday, firing at passing cars, wounding a driver before police shot and killed him. Now, this stuff happens when society is in distress, when there are questions abounding, when there is a level of insecurity. All of the people that are on the borderline, all of the people that are hanging by a thread, suddenly some of them just snap because... this stuff that swirls around them influences what they do and who they are. It doesn't necessarily provoke violence. What it does is it gives them a reason. Otherwise, they'll find some other reason, you know. The unidentified, and then some people are on the edge, and society is nuts. And
What are you saying, man?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's better.
Thank you. The unidentified man who in the video clip had short hair and wore jeans and a white tank top, sounds like my neighbor.
Yeah.
Anyway, was pronounced dead at the scene. Los Angeles officer Cleon Joseph said, who is the communications officer for the LAPD, no officers were hurt. Oscar Herrera, a witness, said he saw the gunman walking down the middle of Vine Street near Sunset Boulevard, firing at least 9 shots into the air and at passing cars while shouting, "Kill me, and I'm gonna die." So is this suicide by cop? Yes. People were running all over, Herrera told KABC television. People were ducking. But a man who captured video of the gunman from a window several stories above the street could also be heard on the recording screaming, "Shoot me, kill me, and I'm gonna die." A man who captured video of the gunman from a window several stories above the street could also be heard on the recording screaming, "Shoot me, kill me, and I'm going to die." Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
Well, maybe we can pull that up because is that one of those situations where we have these we have these looky-loos that are watching some disaster occurring and they are they're trying to encourage the individual to do something? You know, that happened with the Boston Massacre in Boston, you know.
What?
It did. You know the Boston Massacre when the British shot those people?
You talking about Paul Revere and the Raiders? Or
not Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Yeah.
No, Paul Revere.
Yeah.
No, man, this was not Paul Revere. It was the Boston Massacre.
I know about that, yeah. But I mean, what do you mean people was telling him to shoot?
That happened. That happened. The crowd, there were people in the back of the crowd saying, go ahead, shoot, fire, fire. They established that during the trial. They could hear people, and they thought at first that it came from the head of the guy that was the officer in charge of this guard, this British guard, but in fact it was coming from the crowd. People are like that. People are like that. They see somebody that's going to jump, and there's one scumbag in the crowd's going to say, hey, go ahead and jump, yeah, ha, 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 you know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that plenty of time. People are weird.
Yeah, tell me about it. So, shooter in Hollywood. I hope that there's no...
They're coming for him.
This is just a couple of guys watching TV.
He's sneaking behind him.
These are a couple of guys watching TV. Let me see if there is any...
Came back up. Start shooting.
Better get your hand on the dump button here, Dan, because I don't know what these guys are going to say.
Trust me. If they got evidence of, you know, video, I'm there. You feel me? Start shooting. He trying to kill everything in sight.
Okay, so
but I did not know he just killed this man.
He didn't kill anybody. Did he kill somebody or did he wound somebody?
I think that he wounded someone.
That's what I thought. So that's one man, and, you know.
That guy's some homeless guy, man. He don't know what he's talking about.
Man killed shooting in Hollywood, guns instead of cameras. Here is, let's see, because I wanted to hear if there was this. This appears to be after the gunman had opened fire. And then there is one more here, which... Nope, I don't see the gunman. But they did apparently have, as we mentioned in the news story, somebody who had taken video from a hotel room and was shouting, shoot me, kill me, I want to die. So, whether or not this is... whether or not they heard the guy doing that and they were mocking or mimicking him, or they came up with the phrasing themselves and the gunman did it, or maybe they got the...
Probably they might have thought it was the gunman or wasn't.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But it's just another part of the strange things that happened. The 40-year-old male driver of Mercedes-Benz was wounded in his upper body and taken to a hospital in unknown condition. A truck and another car were struck by bullets. Chris Johns, who filmed from his apartment, told KABC he was trying to distract and divert the gunman from shooting anyone on the street. John said he saw a plainclothes officer shoot the man. So this man, Chris Johns, the guy that was yelling this phrase.
Wait, he said that he did it?
That guy said he was trying to distract the guy from killing anybody else. He was yelling, shoot me, kill me, I'm going to die. And this was a video that was released, and I'm wondering if it was this top, because the only video that I've got of this thing, of the street-level view, is of these clowns that are in their apartments here, or these guys that are in their apartment, but they seem to be looking at the climax of it. So anyway, the gunman eventually ran out of ammunition. He pulled a knife before a policeman fired at him four or five times. David Pepper told Channel 9... that he was in his car when the gunman came at him. The guy came running across the street. He put the gun right up to this window, Pepper said, as he sat in his car. Why he didn't pull the trigger, I don't know. I thought maybe he was out of bullets. God.
Man, that's a close call.
Bet. Investigators were trying to determine a motive for the attack. The area was cordoned off, and the gunman lay under a white sheet in the street hours after the gunfire, leaving traffic tangled on busy Hollywood streets. Oh, well, we're so sorry about that. Can't you get his body off the street?
Yeah, you think that's what they meant?
I don't know what they meant. This is AP, but you know, we just sort of fall back into our patterns, don't we? We fall back into our pattern. It's okay, I mean, get the body. I mean, I don't blame him, and that's how I would feel. He got what he was asking for. He's walking down the street, he's shooting a gun, cops came, killed him, boom. So I would say get his ass off of there. But you know, they got to process the crime scene, and they got to do it right. And
yeah, but why do you got to do that? Because why do you got to leave the guy laying there and take all that time?
Let me tell you why. You want to know why?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. Because some jackass may be related to this guy, and some jackass may say, I'm going to sue LAPD for the wrongful death of my poor, beloved, deranged brother, who, yes, he fired that gun, but he was firing it in the air, and he didn't deserve to, and he, and you know, so this is what we have bought and paid for with the, with frankly, the litigiousness of our system.
What's that mean?
Suing. Litigious. So they got to go and they got to do all their due diligence. They got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make sure that nobody can come down the street and sue the city of L.A. out of existence. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is because everybody's always looking to game the system. Everyone's always trying to get a leg up. Maybe one of these days we're going to... But I'll tell you this much. The lawsuit, in my opinion, is the next best thing to having the law work for you. Sometimes people get screwed. Sometimes people, the law doesn't work for them. Sometimes the law steps all over them. The lawsuit is our backstop. The area is packed with stores and restaurants, including the Cinerama Dome and Amoeba Records. The Cinerama Dome is right at the corner of Vine and Sunset. Some witnesses described the surreal incident as something that might have been staged on a movie location, a common sight around L.A. And that's also, you could think that, you know?
Yeah, I think that maybe they would do a movie.
You could think they're doing a movie because that's what happens a lot of times. The street is cordoned off, it's cleared out, and there's a guy or two guys or something going on. You think a flick is going on. Some witnesses described the surreal incident as something that might have been staged on a movie theater. When I heard it, I didn't react to it being real, said Greg Watkins, who was walking along the street when the shooting began. So let me just play this one piece of audio one more time to see if, in fact, these are the guys. They're looking out their window at this, and they're commenting on it.
They're coming for him.
There's a cop.
The guy's
sneaking behind him.
This guy is still walking up the street. He's going to get out of camera range. Cops are just... putting a block on the street. This guy walked out of camera range. He's gone. So.
Oh, the cops are down. Everyone's up calling the police.
Yeah, they.
These guys must have seen what was going on. And they're in an office building on Sunset. Well, there you go.
That was anticlimactic.
Sorry, bud, that I didn't have the shooting of the guy on tape, but I'm just rolling what YouTube has shown me. All right, we'll come back with a little more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In our news and information hour, Virginia Tech shooter was a student at... What was all these guns? Give me a story here, man. This doesn't have anything to do with guns, okay?
Yeah, but it's cool.
It's cool. Here's that Playboy million-dollar Lindsay Lohan scooped by hacker thing. Let's find out about how Lindsay Lohan got her pictures hacked and put on Perez Hilton's site. Perez, did you do it? I believe it. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And I have the video up, although it's not the one that we were looking for, but it is a piece of video that showed the police officers shooting the guy. You don't see it, you hear it. You hear four shots go, and this is video that has been taken from one of the offices, I imagine. I don't think there's any resident. There's residences, but I think it was from an office. And these guys are taking video, and the cop jumps out of this, looks like a sheriff, to be honest with you, L.A. County sheriff, runs up the street, four shots you hear, and then pretty much that's the end of that. The cops blocked off this street. Just a poor, unfortunate, sick, twisted guy. I don't know, you know.
What do you mean he's poor, unfortunate, sick, and twisted, but another guy, I don't get it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What I mean is, man, it's not like two guys that home invaded and raped women, and this is some guy. Look, I, you know, if they capture this guy alive, I would definitely be in favor of, you know, incarcerating the guy. Do you kill him? I don't know. You know? There, look, isn't that groovy? I just split-screened it, man. How about that? Anyway, so that's the end of that. But I think there's a little bit of a difference. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you think the guy get a death penalty or something?
No, I don't know, man. I'm just, I react differently to people like this. This is a guy who was... You know what? I take it back. Yeah, he's a piece of crap, because that's the same thing that happened to that cop at Virginia Tech. Some guy just walked up, shot him, and then went and killed himself. All right, the December issue of Playboy, on to other violent acts. The December issue of Playboy magazine featuring a nude Lindsay Lohan. Now, how did that happen?
Must have been a mistake.
I think so. Ms. Lohan was, you know, probably getting out of the tub, and some guy from Playboy brazenly burst in with a photograph machine, I think they're called cameras, and took a picture of her in the All Together. Anyway, the December issue of Playboy magazine, hey, Hef, it's already December, man. You know, you want to get on it here, baby?
Yeah, we're burning daylight here, man.
Let's go. Anyway, it features a nude Lindsay Lohan, and it's due to hit newsstands, any week now, next week actually, was leaked online Friday after copies of the photos were either hacked or stolen from the magazine and uploaded to a file-sharing website based in Russia. And that's how they get around that. That's how they get around that. It's a file-sharing site in Russia, which means you got a copyright infringement going on, but it ain't happening in America. It's happening in Russia. So Hef did the next best thing. He just decided to come out with the magazine early. Playboy's full Lohan article, including 10 nude photos and an interview, was available for purchase through a file storage service via the website worldmags.net, a digital magazine clearinghouse based out of the Ukraine.
But they said Russia.
Yeah, well, now it's the Ukraine.
Ain't that the same thing?
No, it ain't the same thing.
No, it's two different countries.
Two different countries, man.
Wait a minute. Ukraine and Russia was in the same country.
When it was the Soviet Union.
Oh.
It was like the United States of commies over there. In fact, the entire magazine was made available for download. The person responsible for getting the images on the website tells FoxNews.com that he downloaded over 200 individual files, each containing one page of the issue, and reassembled them page by page to build a final complete digital copy of the issue. I just pieced it together. The individual who asked to have his identity withheld told FoxNews.com. Though Hefner posted on his Twitter account Friday evening that the issue would be released to newsstands in because of the interest in the internet leak, he said. A digital pirate said he found the files after doing a search on peer-to-peer file-sharing sites, but was not responsible for the leaked pages. You know, there's something wrong with the bloody printer on this thing, because it's cutting off things. But in any event, was not responsible for the leaked pages, which could have been stolen somewhere in the digital publishing process. All I cared about is how I got them, he said. The hacker also tells FoxNews.com that he's done this before, saying it's a hobby for him. He has received cease and desist letters from the men's magazine before. When I've done it before, Playboy sent an email to take down the links, and I do. And that is the law. If you are notified that the copyright holder wants his stuff taken down, you're supposed to take it down. It doesn't make any difference what he said before or what he didn't say before. If he says, I want it down, then you take it down. You'd be surprised how stupid some people are. Or how, you know, criminal they are. That's either way. Playboy did not say how the photos were obtained and published, but confirmed they were taken without their permission. Someone took photos of Lindsay Lohan's pictorial in an advanced copy of the January thing. They posted the photos online, and there you go.
Lindsay Lohan, she gonna sue.
I don't know whether Lindsay Lohan will sue. The issue here is Lindsay Lohan in Playboy. Although he didn't specify a release date, Hefner said he did tweet a few positive comments about Lohan's spread. something about that. Hefner did tweet a few positive comments about Lohan's spread. The Lindsay Lohan issue of Playboy is going to be a true collector's edition, he wrote, adding that online demand is clearly high. Lindsay Lohan was the top search name on the internet yesterday. Her issue goes on sale late next week. Hot, 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 said Hugh, as he was helped up the stairs to bed.
That what it says?
No, that's not what it says. But, I mean, there's something about a guy, and I, with all due respect, Mr. Hefner, you're, you know, something about like a guy that's 90. Man, she is hot, said Hugh, as soup was spooned into his mouth there from his bedside.
She's really hot, said Mr. Hefner, as he had a runny diarrhea.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
That wasn't even funny, man.
Yeah, it was.
No, no, it wasn't. No, it was not funny. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by me and Fred Scotty and our good friend Dan Northcraft. And we are here each and every night, Monday through Friday. We're going to be on the air on Saturday night, of course, tonight, with our Phil Henry Show, our Saturday night Phil Henry Show from KFI. So we hope you guys also will be with us for Football Sunday, and that's going to be the late game, either the late game or it's going to be the night game on Sunday at Phil TV in HD right here on our website, philhenryshow.com. Until then, have a great weekend from the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.